December 6th is the feast of Saint Nicholas, whom popular culture endearingly calls Santa Claus. Santa Claus has become the iconic Christmas figure for children in the US. And I think it's not a bad thing. Saint Nicholas was the Bishop of Myra, which is present-day Demre in Turkey, around the early fourth century. And he's a great model of Christian faith and generosity. We are told that he lost his parents, both his parents, as a young man. And he used his inheritance to help others. As a bishop, he was known for caring for the poor and the sick. One story tells us of how he helped a man with the marriage of his three daughters. See, in those days, you had to have the dowry to pay to marry your daughters off, and he could not afford the dowry. So Saint Nicholas, on three occasions, secretly went to his house in the night and put money in a bag inside the house and left. On another occasion, he reportedly saved three men who were falsely imprisoned and sentenced to death. So I'm glad that our children have such a wonderful saint to look up to. And children may or may not be interested in the story of the real Saint Nicholas, as long as they get their Nerf guns or their Xbox or whatever it is they've put on the Santa's list. But that's children. Let children be children. What about the rest of us? Advent presents youth, young adults, and older adults with another iconic figure who is also the hero of today's gospel reading, John the Baptist. Yes, at some point we have to grow up from Santa Claus to John the Baptist. They both lead us to Christ, but at some point we have to stop being children. So today I would like to present John the Baptist, as the Santa Claus for adults. So here are my 3 points for today. Santa's clothing and John the Baptist's clothing. Folks, I learned recently that Santa Claus's red outfit has more to do with the Coca-Cola company than with any other reason. In many other parts of the world, Saint Nicholas is still depicted in a bishop's garb. And then there is John the Baptist. John the Baptist was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. So what do John's clothing and diet say about him? It tells us that he was an ascetic. Scripture scholars tell us that most probably he belonged to a Jewish sect called the Essenes. The Essenes lived a communal life and dedicated themselves to voluntary poverty, to ritual purity, and to asceticism. But there was something even more special about John. In those days, he attracted people like nobody else. Matthew tells us in today's gospel reading that people from the whole Judean countryside and people from Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized in the Jordan as they acknowledged their sins. So we might as well say that He was the Santa Claus of the adults. Children have Santa Claus, and grown-ups have John the Baptist. Santa Claus rewards children with gifts for good behavior. What does John the Baptist offer? John the Baptist invites us to take a deeper look at life. John the Baptist calls us to conversion. John the Baptist invites us to look towards the one he points, Jesus, the Christ. His asceticism should inspire us to focus on things that are really important. And especially this year, as we endure the pandemic, I think John's asceticism and his austerity can help us to keep things simple. I'm not against glitz and glamour, tinsel and lights, gifts and merrymaking, but I think we cannot remain childish. Rather, as individuals and as a family, let us look intensely in the direction in which John the Baptist is pointing. Let us spend some time taking a deeper look at life, evaluating our priorities, and looking at the direction in which our life is heading. Most of all, let us ask this question. Is our life headed in the same direction that John the Baptist is pointing? So that's my first point. Secondly, Santa's message and John's message. At least in popular culture, Santa Claus's message is, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout, and I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. For adults, the message of John the Baptist is not any different, except it is Jesus who is coming to town. His message today is, prepare the way of the Lord. In this way, he continues Isaiah's prophetic tradition, which we heard in today's first reading. John's prophetic ministry, even though a continuation of the prophetic tradition, focused on the immediate preparation for the coming of Christ. Prepare the way of the Lord. He is here. We see the urgency of John's message more clearly in the Lucan version of John's ministry. Today we heard from the Gospel of Mark. But the Lucan tradition has a few more details that I want to point to. In the Lucan tradition, John the Baptist's ministry begins with his words, prepare the way of the Lord. And then he says, produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And people heard his call. Various groups of people came to him and asked this all-important question, what then should we do? What then should we do? John the Baptist said to the crowds, whoever has two tunics should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise. To the tax collectors, he said, stop collecting more than what is prescribed. To the soldiers, he said, do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone and be satisfied with your wages. So here then is a practical implication for my second point. Folks, as parents and adults, we tell our children, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. What do we say to ourselves as adults? And what should we do? This is what separates children from the adults. Like the people asked John the Baptist, we ask ourselves, and what is it that we should do? So I'm inviting you to take this question home with you today. What should we do? It's a sure way to prepare the way of the Lord. Thirdly, children's advent and the advent of disciples. At least in popular culture and for children, the advent journey ends with Santa's gifts on Christmas Day. What is on the list? What did Santa deliver? And as long as there is no discrepancy between the list and what was delivered, children are happy, right? And then Santa is forgotten for the rest of the year. Poor Saint Nick. With John, it's just a little different. The Advent journey does not end with John. He points to someone greater than him by saying, "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." John points to the Christ and he leads us to the Christ. He brings us to the one who will baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Folks, the joy, the peace, and the love we experience from Christ is different from the momentary thrill that children experience from the gifts that Santa brings. Neither John nor Christ are forgotten the rest of the year. Christmas season will soon be followed by the ordinary time when John the Baptist will be martyred for the sake of righteousness and Christ will begin his ministry. It'll be followed by Lent when the events of our salvation will be played out in human history. John's Lamb of God will lead us to eternity itself. But it all begins with the prophet's cry that we hear today. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Let us indeed prepare the way of the Lord for Christmas, for the rest of the year, and for eternity. This is what separates children from the adults, believers from revelers, and disciples from nominal Christians. Isaiah, John the Baptist, and Saint Nicholas all lead us to the same Christ, the Lamb of God. This is the Lamb of God who will soon be present here on the altar. Let us prepare the way of the Lord. People of God said,